Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The bye week has come and gone, and the Patriots are jumping right into prime time with a Monday night football game on tap. That means it's time for Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly to give us the scoop and break down the keys to success against the 6-3 Carolina Panthers. It's time for 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The Colts lost, the Bengals lost, Peyton Manning got hurt. Maybe the Patriots could take another bye week. Some more good things will happen, but too bad. Time to get back to work Monday night in Carolina. First thing you look at with this Panthers team, the thing that jumps out at you is definitely the physical nature of the Panthers. And that's especially true to me up front on defense. This is a group that can really get after you. And we talk a lot about blueprints and things that work against certain teams. The blueprint to bother the Patriots' offense has been the ability to get pressure on the passer with just four guys, and Carolina can do that. They have the ends with Hardy and Johnson. They can really get after Tom Brady. This is going to be a big test for the Patriots' offensive line. It's going to be a battle of wills. The physical nature, this is a kind of game the Patriots have to step up, and they've struggled in the past. Big test Monday night. The other part of that physical nature that I'm worried about, and probably a little bit more concerned about, is the other side of the ball. The Panthers love to run the football, and they do it very well. D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart just back from injury, only played a couple of games. He's fresh. Even Tolbert gets some carries. Cam Newton, a 6'5", 250-pound quarterback who can run like a tailback. This is a big test for a Patriots defense that's playing without, don't forget, Vince Wilfork, Tommy Kelly, Gerard Mayo, three very important guys in the interior of that defense. This is how Carolina wants to play. They want to control the clock. Their time of possession is really, really strong, over 33 minutes a game. The Patriots can't allow Carolina to just control things on the ground. Again, a battle of wills. Who's going to control the line of scrimmage? The last time we saw the Patriots offense, they were putting up record-setting numbers. 610 yards of offense, 55 points against Pittsburgh, but this is a different animal. Carolina is very, very tough defensively. The Steelers obviously were not. Where I think the Patriots can make some hay here is spreading Carolina out. I think the area you want to exploit for Carolina is that secondary. Captain Merlin, not a great corner. Drayton Florence, kind of a journeyman. These guys aren't great in coverage as long as Tom Brady gets the time. So I think you spread them out, you get the ball out quick, you take advantage of that secondary, and to me, Rob Gronkowski remains the one matchup in the NFL that absolutely cannot be dealt with. He has a huge game. Really interesting matchup here, and a great way to come off the bye week. A Monday night game, probably the best Monday night game ESPN's had all season long. 6-3 against 7-2. Carolina's taking this game very seriously. This is a huge game for them. It's going to be a great atmosphere down in Charlotte. I just think they're not ready for the spot. I think that this is a young team that's still developing under Ron Rivera. They had a huge win in San Francisco. I'm not sure they're ready to beat the New England Patriots in a game when everybody's watching, everybody wants to see how they react. I don't think it'll be easy again. Battle of wills here. Carolina wants to run the ball, stay conservative, and chew up the clock. The Patriots probably want to throw it a little bit more. And I think Tom Brady's the difference. I think he puts enough points on the board, and the Patriots win 23-17. Could be a great one on Monday night, but it's not going to get any easier. Peyton Manning and, oh, that Welker guy. They come to town next.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.